This is CPX number 24, The Creed 6.2, The Ascension, Part 2 of 2. This is the sixth article of the Creed as found in the Catechism of Pope St. Pius X, page 24, questions number 4 and 5. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Heavenly King, Consoler Spirit, Spirit of Truth, who art present everywhere and filling all things, Treasure of all good and source of all life, come dwell on us, cleanse us and save us, you who are all good. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a quick announcement for you today. I'm going to put a timestamp on all of the VLX and the CPX. As you know, VLX stands for Video Lectio Divina, and CPX stands for Catechism of Pope St. Pius X. VLX is my prayer series, and CPX is my doctrinal or catechism series. For each of these, I'm going to put on the description under the YouTube title, timestamp, or TS, say 9 minutes 40 seconds. So you might see TS9:40. What I mean for CPX on that is where my analysis begins and the Pope's words ends. You might have heard me say on the VLX, that's when we start the meditative and imaginative prayer where kids can join in. This is going to be kind of the opposite. This might be where you want to drop kids off, not because there's going to be PG-13 or R stuff, but just because I might get into more advanced theology in the second half of the timestamp. So I know this sounds a little confusing. Let me repeat it. TS on the description on both YouTube and the podcast on VLX is going to tell you when we switch from the Way of St. Bruno to the Way of St. Teresa of Avila on prayer. And usually it's the Way of St. Teresa of Avila that kids do better with. So you're going to probably want to have them join in at that point on VLX. But on CPX, if you see TS 7:30, that's when I've stopped reading the Pope's words and I get into the detailed analysis. Now, I've noticed kids can actually handle quite a bit of theology, so it's fine if they listen to the whole thing. But I think some of you also might just want to turn it off after that. Or some of you actually might want to skip the Pope's words, not because my analysis is better, but because I repeat the Pope's words. In other words, the second half has the entire shebang, both the Pope's amazing words and my lame analysis. Both of those happen after like TS 7:30. So some of you who are limited for time might only want to listen to the second half, might want to exclusively listen to the second half. Anyway, look for TS on the sub-description, the under-description on both YouTube and Apple Podcasts. And if you're using like Android, you should be able to find that on the description on the podcast apps that you can get for that. Okay, let's jump in. The sixth article of the Creed today, we're still on the Ascension. Question number 4, why is it said of Jesus Christ that he ascended and of his most holy mother that she was assumed into heaven? Answer, it is said of Jesus Christ that he ascended into heaven and of his most holy mother that she was assumed because Jesus Christ, being man-God, ascended into heaven by his own power, but his mother, being a creature, even though the greatest of all creatures, was taken up into heaven by the power of God. Question number 5, explain the words, sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Answer, the word sitteth signifies the peaceful possession which Jesus Christ has of his glory, and the words at the right hand of God the Father Almighty denote that he has a place of honor above all creatures. Thus are the words of the Holy Pope. Timestamp here, so now I'm going to give you both the words of the Pope and my words. Usually it's going to be both. Sometimes it'll just be mine after the timestamp, but usually I'll give both because it's better to hear his words twice. So question number 4 again, what is it said? So question number 4 again, why is it said of Jesus Christ that he ascended and of his most holy mother that she was assumed into heaven? Answer, it is said of Jesus Christ that he ascended into heaven and of his most holy mother that she was assumed because Jesus Christ, being man-God, ascended into heaven by his own power, but his mother, being a creature, even though the greatest of all creatures, was taken up into heaven by the power of God. Okay, here's my detailed analysis of that. Remember, Christ also raised himself by his own power. That's in one of the early Christological councils, meaning it's infallible. Christ raised himself by his own power. Now, a lot of times we hear that God raised Jesus. Is that true? Yes, of course it's true. It's right there in Acts of the Apostles. But Jesus is God. Therefore, it wasn't only God the Father who raised Jesus. It was God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, who are one substance, who raised Jesus. That's why it's fine to say God raised Jesus. But if God the Son is the same person as Jesus Christ, then Christ raised himself by his own power from the dead. No one in world history or religious history has ever claimed to do something that outrageous. So it's like C.S. Lewis says, he's either Lord, liar, or lunatic. And all the evidence we have of the apostles and the early Roman times is Jesus truly rose. And if you look at the miracles of all the saints, great proof that he really did rise. I personally believe, and I know, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So remember also the apostle that people call Doubting Thomas. He said, "My Lord and my God." He went on to the Far East and was flayed alive. But Jesus would have said, "No, no, no, you got it wrong." If when he had stuck his fingers into his hands and his whole fist, if you look in the Greek, it's his hand that goes into Jesus' side. When he says, "My Lord and my God," Jesus doesn't protest. He accepts that worship. So Jesus is God. He raised himself by his own power. Question number 5, explain the word sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. The word sitteth signifies the peaceful possession which Jesus Christ has of his glory, and the words at the right hand of God the Father Almighty denote that he has a place of honor above all creatures. So let's talk about the ascension. I went to a Jesuit high school, and the Jesuit, who is an error, thought it was pretty funny for him to say on Ascension Thursday, "It's not like Jesus went up like a rocket." Well, okay, did that mean that there weren't boosters full of flames? Or did it mean that Jesus was just like spiritual 40 days before that and that he had no physical body that ascended? And considering that nobody believes there were rocket boosters, it was probably the latter. In other words, this Jesuit, by saying Jesus didn't go up like a rocket, was wrong. Because just because there weren't flames doesn't mean he didn't go up. In fact, we know from Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, Jesus physically went up in the cloud. If that's too childish to believe, you're not going to heaven, because only children can go to heaven through this belief in Christianity. It really takes a child's belief in all these miracles to make it to heaven where Jesus ascended to. So yes, I literally believe he physically ascended into heaven. Now, this fulfills some really amazing stuff in the Old Testament, though. Yom Kippur, remember that feast in the Old Testament? Dr. Brant Petrie points this out. He shows that the priest would take the sin offering and ascend the stairs, literally the stairs in the temple. On Yom Kippur, the priest would take the sin offering and ascend the stairs, but he had to be surrounded by a cloud. What? A cloud of incense. And so this is more of how Christ fulfills in himself the Old Testament. If the crucifixion shows the weakness of Jesus and his humanity under the weight of our sin, his ascension shows his power not only in his divinity, but hypostatically linked to his humanity. So his humanity is raised in full glory, and he is, was, and always will be the author of all of history. Daniel chapter 7 is the most frequently quoted chapter of the Old Testament by Christ himself. "I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed." End quote. So listen to that central part of Daniel 7 in the middle there again. "To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him." Christ is the author of all of history before his birth, but he's that in a new way in his humanity after the ascension, which is linked, get this, it's linked to you and me by our baptism. We are actually, in some sense, raised in the humanity of Christ because we're part of the body of Christ. It doesn't mean we're physically, literally, a little cell in him that was raised, but we are mystically, physically linked to him. And here's why. There's kind of two bookends in Christ's life. At the Annunciation, divinity descends, and at the ascension, humanity ascends. These are the two bookmarks. Let me say that again. At the Annunciation, the Incarnation, divinity descends, and at the ascension, humanity ascends. But that's not only Christ, it's also all of us who he takes with him who've been baptized, because as Paul writes repeatedly, you and I are the body of Christ. We're the mystical body of Christ. He's the physical body of Christ. What's in the tabernacle? It's the physical body of Christ. So what does this mean? His humanity ascends through the ascension. Well, in the incarnation, Christ took our nature to renew it. What about the ascension? Well, I really like the late Deacon Alex Jones, not the one from InfoWars, but Alex Jones was a black Pentecostal who became a Catholic. God rest his soul. He's a great deacon of Michigan. And he said this, Christ endows us with his own nature to change the tide of evil in the world. Isn't that amazing? So at the incarnation, he took our nature to renew it. But then at the ascension, he endows us with his nature to change the tide of evil in the world because we are linked to Christ. So it's a little complex, but follow this. Olivier Clément says this, quote, by the ascension, the body of Christ, woven of our flesh and of all earthly flesh, entered the realms of the Trinity. Henceforward, the creation is in God. And when the divine spirit ascended, Luke 23:46, the universe was given life, strength, and stability. So that's what the ascension did. It didn't just take Jesus from us. It actually gave the universe life, strength, and stability. Paul writes, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. End quote. That's Colossians 1:24. So Christ the head is in heaven. Does that mean he doesn't suffer when his body on earth is suffering in you and me? St. Augustine answers this beautifully. He says, quote, if by Christ you mean both head and body, the sufferings of Christ are only in Christ. But this redemptive suffering is linked to the ascension. The old Communicantes in the traditional Latin Mass for Ascension Thursday says this, quote, we pray in union with and keep the most holy day on which thy only begotten Son, our Lord, set at the right hand of thy glory the substance of our frail human nature, which he had taken to himself. Close quote. So Christ became united to the humanity of everyone baptized. And even though it looks like we Christians under COVID and communism and riots and fires are the weakest ones around, we should have courage because we have been lifted up in Christ's humanity at the ascension with him who is the author and ruler of all of history. And we'll close with this great line from Augustine on the ascension. He says, and he departed from our sight that we might return to our heart and find him there. For he departed, and behold, he is here. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et maniat semper. Amen.